You stated that you made the cosplay yourself and that it was a little bit difficult, the process, because there wasn't much to go off with his appearance. And I'm curious, as a whole, your thought process for wanting to jump into a Black Bolt suit and then the process from idea to bringing it to fruition when putting the cosplay together as a whole. Like,
this is actually a bigger project than just this Black Bolt. Through a friend called Cosplay Daddy, I used to be Cumberbatch. You might have seen him, Doctor Strange. He literally looks like Benedict.
Okay. Yeah.
Got access to the British Museum, which is where they filmed the Illuminati scene. And we filmed a what if sequence of what if the Illuminati beat Wanda. That is all being literally CGI'd. Rather than them CGI my mouth, actually did the full prosthetic, and that's a prosthetic.
Oh, wow, dude. Okay.
So I was like that for about an hour and a half. It was awful.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Yes! You know what it is. Let's take a sip from our Run It Up mugs. Oh, it tastes so good. Haven't done it in a while, but I think we need to hit the Run It Up music while I let you guys know, in case you don't know and you're tuning in for the first time, everything that you see here, such as the Run It Up mug, the Project Park mug, the Project Things mug, not even just the mugs, but all the merch that these have, the hoodies, the tees, the what else is there? There's hats, there's beanies, and everything else you see me rocking here on the show is available on the Side Project merch store right about now, such as the Project Gears merch. You can get this in a hoodie, you can get it in a tee, and I think I put these, I think there's tanks too for the summertime, because we're creeping up on the summertime. Is it hot for anybody else though? Because it's not really hot where I'm at, and it's not really hot anywhere that I'm traveling in the next couple months here. I got a couple different places that I'm going. None of them are hot. I don't know what's going on. Are we even having summer? Wait, is it summer yet? May, June. It's coming up, right? June, July, August. Yeah, maybe another like month or two. But anyway, you can get all these on the Side Project merch store right now, as well as the Project Hub merch. Hey, you guys know, is it this? It could be this or it could be that. You guys know what I'm talking about. All available on the Side Project merch store right now. Hats, hoodies, tees, sweats, shorts, beanies. What didn't I say? Crew necks. And I'm going to be announcing some new stuff soon. I don't know. Maybe in the next 2 weeks. Maybe in the next month. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. Side Project merch store. Everything's available right now. And if you cop it, you know I appreciate you if you do. And you validate your sexiness every time you rock some of the Project merch. You get 100 Project points and you validate your sexiness. And I know that you want to be sexy. So get out there and validate that sexiness. But anyway, let's get into the bread and the butter of this week's episode, because my guest this week takes a combination of cosplay and fitness to another level. A level 3 qualified personal trainer, and it shows as he savagely displays Weapon X in photos perfected by iPhoto UK and the Golden Pie, respectively. But the Marvel adaptations don't stop there, as his iterations of Marvel's sightless hero, Daredevil, continue to keep the character alive, as shown in the opportunity that I got with shooting him in his black and red Daredevil suit in a sequence I directed as well, entitled The Devil of Hell's Kitchen. His athleticism and acting on display in a major way. A true god, a champion, a hero. His Shazam showcases his ability to take on characters in the DC universe, much like his Superman, his Peacemaker, amongst more. Cosplay, fitness, CrossFit, a previous cosplay of the week here on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Captain Tempest. How's it going, man?
The best intro I've ever had.
It's good to have you here, dude. Finally, man. How is the day treating you, man? How you feeling?
Pretty good. Yeah. Busy, as usual, building and stuff. But yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm stoked to have you here, dude. Featured you as the Cosplayer of the Week not too long ago. And then, which, by the way, actually, you know what? I just realized something that I meant to tell you off air before we started filming. So to everybody that's tuning in right now, we're pre-recording this. So Captain Tempest hasn't seen that he's the cosplay of the week on the episode that's out right now as of this recording. I forgot to tell you that on yeah, I wonder if you were like listening in the intro and you're like, wait a minute, he's never featured me as a cosplay of the week. You are a cosplay of the week,
dude. I appreciate
it. Yeah. So once again, you haven't seen it yet, but it's out right now. And you haven't seen it yet. Because again, like I said, we're pre-recording this. So you are the cosplay of the week. But by the time this airs, we'll already have promoted it on Instagram and everything. And you obviously know now, but you'll be aware of it now. But yeah, my bad, dude. I totally forgot to tell you.
Thank you very much, though.
Yeah, I always leave it like as a surprise. But because we're pre-recording this, because I'm going to be in the UK when this episode comes out. So if you're watching this right now, we've got a UK guest while I'm in the UK, and I just thought that was like, you know, a cool thing to do. So the episode that's out now, you're the cosplay of the week on that one, man. So so there we go.
Thank
man
you.
I totally forgot to mention that to you off air, because like I said, I keep it as a surprise, but I wanted to let you know because the intro mentions it. Anyway, man, let's dive right in, dude, because I got so many things I want to talk to you about, man. From your many versions of Daredevil to your Deadpool, from your Shazam to your Superman, just to name a few, you don a cowl, you don a cape, and something that I haven't seen you don for a while, though, is a shield. And I did a little bit of a deep dive on your Instagram, and something that you started out posting a lot of, and in fact was your first post on Instagram in 2019, is your cosplay of Captain America. So much so that you even have a shot of you working out back in the day in a Cap shirt where the caption says, trying to be Cap. Got to try and at least lift some of the weight that he can. And so as far as your Instagram goes, these first cosplay photos that you have posted, was this your first introduction into cosplay? You know, Captain America, was Cap your first cosplay? And what's the story just in general behind you getting into cosplay in the first place? Like the how, the when, the why?
So Cap wasn't my first cosplay. Mm. It was the first one when I really, really started to like put some effort into,
okay.
Oh, I really, really want to start doing this. So yeah. I did a Quicksilver from Age of Ultron first. I literally just bought this shirt offline and stuck it on. It was terrible. And then a Star-Lord where I had the proper jacket and then everything else was just cobbled together.
Yeah.
But Cap was the first one where I really started putting some effort into actually trying to do a character properly. My first actual venture into cosplay, you will like it. It's Gears.
Is it? No way. Is it?
Yeah. So I wanted a Lancer replica.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Couldn't afford one at the time when I was like, what, 16? I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I really want one of these. And then I looked and I was like, yeah, that's way too much. And then found this YouTube video of someone making it using floor mats.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my first build, was my Gears of War Lancer from Gears 4.
Dude, no way. Do you have any pictures of that?
And then hang on, it's in pieces because I'm actually trying to upgrade it if I can get it out.
Nice.
It
oh,
is
dude,
here.
That's so cool, man.
So
that's
cool. This is the first thing I ever built.
That's pretty cool.
And then it just went a bit wild.
yeah. I dig that, dude. That's so cool. I didn't know that. So you're going to upgrade it? You're going to bring it back or the whole cosplay?
Yeah, I'm gonna do JD. There is actually an armor up there finished that I've had for like 3 or 4 years and just never finished the whole bit or worn it.
Yeah.
I will be doing JD at some point.
That's cool as hell, man. I'm stoked for that, dude.
Yeah.
What about like the journey into cosplay, like in general, like how and like why, you know what I mean? Like how did that all start? Because everybody kind of has a story about why they got into cosplay or exactly how they got into it.
The Captain America thing was just, I loved the character. I've read comics since a kid. Obviously Daredevil. I've literally read that for years.
Yeah.
Cap, Avengers and stuff like that. Then obviously when all the films started coming out and it was like more accepted and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like, first time I went to Comic-Con, I was obviously in nothing in particular, but everyone was so friendly and kind and stuff and that. And I saw everyone like wearing really amazing suits and stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
I want a bit of that.
Yeah.
I want to do something like that. And then Cap was, it also was like a way for me to start using my fitness and trying to, it gave me something to strive for. Like, I want to try and fill this character out a bit. And as I say, It went a bit mental after that.
Yeah, after that, it just kept going. Were you always into fitness before you started cosplaying, or like did they kind of start around the same time, or what were you always into it?
I've always been into sport. Mm-hmm. I was quite heavily into rugby when I was when I was younger. Had to quit after about 5 broken bones and 3 concussions.
Damn, dude. Damn. That's crazy.
So I got to not a bad standard. I got to like county level, which is like not state for you, but it's like smaller. Yeah. It's our versions of that.
Yeah.
And then obviously had those happen.
Yeah.
Got into CrossFit. So I got into CrossFit maybe about a year before cosplaying.
Okay. Okay. Around so the same training. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. So then as soon as the cosplay stuff was there and like saw Chris Evans and that, I was like, right, I'm going to try and really kick this up a bit now.
Definitely.
I started really training.
And kind of just become the character, right? Even that much more, dude. It's sick, man. You make a good cap, bro. You really do, being that you're British and everything. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding.
It's weird when someone hears it. They say, oh my God, it's Captain America. And then he's got a British Yorkshire accent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious, man. You look great though, dude. I love this shot too of you holding the shield and Mjolnir as well, Thor's hammer. You know what I mean? Amazing. Was that one by Dave Vepper's photography as well? Yeah, I believe it was.
Dave Veeps,
He's it got great photography. These are old school shots too. I believe these are all 2019. Some of the ones that are being thrown up on the screen. I don't know exactly right now what editing Chazzy's doing in the future, but they're awesome, dude. And something that I like that you did too that you don't see that often, especially in this specific way that you did it, was your blacked out cap, your in-game Captain America, kind of done with a little bit of a twist, black from head down, kind of monoed out here, mono shield and all. And it's got its resemblances to the in-game version, but still rocking the helmet. And like I said, a little bit of a twist here, a suit by White Sheep Leather, which kudos, because I absolutely personally love this suit a lot, man. It looks so great in general. It looks so great on you. And I've seen this in-game Captain America Hot Toys concept before. Is that where you pulled inspiration from? What was the process of going about this version of your Cap cosplay? How did it all come together?
Right. It was the Hot Toys was a big inspiration. So I decided I wanted to do another version because I'd done the... So my suit is actually, it's a Civil War suit that I adapted into Endgame. So I don't actually own an Endgame suit. I made all the scales myself and everything. So it was all adapted to myself.
Sick, dude.
And then I decided I wanted to do another one. And that was the one that I was like, I've not seen anyone really do this one.
Yeah.
So I believe it's actually what they were planning on using for Endgame at some point. I just loved the all black look. It was really cool. I had a custom shield made, a custom belt, harness.
Nice, dude.
I had to do the helmet myself. So it was a bit of a process,
dude.
That one.
How long did it take, like, all together from beginning to end?
Probably about maybe 3 months, 3 or 4 months. The shield was the longest part because the shield was custom aluminium spun. I had to get the guy to do a custom whole shield, so.
It's phenomenal, dude. It's absolutely phenomenal, man.
Go ahead. If someone looks down my Instagram later, I used that suit, the base, for a Midnight Suns Captain America.
Dude. That's so cool.
So, yeah. I remade a vest and then wore the undersuit of the Endgame black suit for the base of that, and obviously had the black shield and everything, and had the black helmet, so it just straight up went Midnight Suns.
Dude, that's so cool, dude. It's so sick. I gotta say, like, this is probably one of my... This is top five for sure favorite Captain Americas that I've ever seen. Like, just the way that you guys, everybody involved, from White Sheep Leather to the photos for Dave Vepers, and then here, let me get this. Let me make this bigger here so I can read everything. The shield by it was Angel Effects did the shield. Belt by Kimbo Creations for the belt. I mean, everything about it is just phenomenal. Everybody did an amazing job contributing to this. And then I think I said suit by White Sheep Leather. I hope I did. And there's some photos by iPhoto UK as well that are being thrown around on the screen, which that one of those is actually, these two photos by iPhoto UK, the one where it's kind of like, It's you up front, kind of dark, but a little bit of light on you. And then the back is dark as well. And there's only like one light hanging in the background and stuff. It's just kind of like that black on black. And it's that stealth suit. Like, it's so cool looking, dude. Do you have any plans of doing more with this black suit, or being that you repurposed it for Midnight Suns? I don't know where it's all at, but any plans to do anything else with it?
The black suit was retired. It's moved on to my friend who's now using it. So he started wearing it because there's some characters, obviously, I stick with for quite a while. Obviously, we'll get to that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do sometimes like try and move on a little bit as well, which is why I've not really done Cap in a long time, because I felt when Endgame happened and I'd done everything I wanted to do with the character up until that point, I was like, okay, I think this is a good time to... I'm not finishing. If there's anything ever comes up, I'll bring it back out. It's literally behind me. But for now, I'm going to put it to one side and we're going to do some new stuff. So moved on to a few different things.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You gotta grow. You gotta expand and you gotta do what feels right for you. I mean, such as like, it wasn't too long after your Captain America cosplay initially that you took your dive into a character that you're still heavily rocking with today. And one that I think it's safe to say it's kind of become a little synonymous with you. And that's Daredevil, man. 2020, posting your first iteration, I believe it was around that time. Netflix inspired suit by White Sheep Leather, several photos from that first, those firsts in 2020 to even shots leading up to today, to lock down the black and red version, the Shadowlands iteration, if you will, going with Leather Fashion Valley for the suit on this one. And that's the one that we had the chance to shoot in that fight sequence with previous guest and cosplay of the week, Sentinel, as well. When it comes to your black and red version of Daredevil, it has its differences from the comics, but yet still inspired. The emblem is a little bit different from its comic counterpart as well. And it's not a black suit that is very reminiscent of the Netflix version per se either. Not that they have a black version in the Netflix, but I just mean the design of the suit itself, not the color. And it's also not quite what you see from this type of version, the black and red from Leather Fashion Valley, as they've done other black and red suits in the past. If I'm not mistaken, you had a hand in this specific design yourself. What would you say you were looking to achieve with your black and red version? Is it to have like this uniqueness to it that separates you from everyone else? And do you think that you did that? And then, and just as a whole, what was the process? Like your thoughts, your alterations?
Pretty much, yeah. I wanted to, obviously, I've done the red suit. I had the red suit 3 years before that 2020 photo was even
up. Oh, damn. Like, that's quite a long time.
Obviously, we had the pandemic and everything. I never got to wear it. So I'd had it for ages. So I've been cosplaying Dead for like 7 years now, something like that.
Nice. Damn, that's a long time.
the black suit came from the Charles Soule Daredevil run and the Brian Michael Bendis Defenders run, where he like came back. You had oh my God, his name's just gone totally. Is it Blindspot? Sidekick. I love that. So I went to Leather Fashion Valley, said that I've got this idea. I want to do a version of this in a Netflix style, as if this is where he moved to. I sort of like had the idea that obviously at the end of season 3, spoilers, if no one's watched it, which they should have done by now.
Yeah, exactly.
that Matt never got the red suit back. It went into like a lockup or something because Dex was wearing it.
Yeah.
So would he want to don the red again straight away? Or would he feel as though I can't wear that? Because now that's synonymous with a guy who murdered a priest, has murdered other people. So I decided, I was like, what would he wear next?
Yes.
And he'd just gone back to the black vigilante suit. Maybe he would decide, I'm going to go with this a bit more.
Yes.
And then obviously
take that inspiration from the vigilante suit. And that's kind of the storyline of how he got the black and the red suit in the Netflix series, which is now going to be the Disney series. But that's cool as hell. I like that.
That was just the stuff that was like going through my head. So I was like, I want to do this version. And then my friend Rob, Heroic Geek on Instagram, is an amazing sculptor. Sculpted the logo.
Yeah.
Which when you actually get up close to it, it's actually raised slightly. So one size is more raised than the other.
Nice.
But again, it's like only stuff I'd notice or if you really got close to it. But it's just a fine little detail that I love. And then obviously the wraps. The wraps are just cool.
Yes. The wraps are spot on, dude. They're spot on. I love that's one of those details that is just like, it's perfect, man. You know, you have gloves on underneath them as well too, right? And then wrap the wraps over the gloves?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've gone The wraps for that one are really easy. I just wrap it around. But I've gone so much as finding out for the vigilante suit when I did that, literally how the Thai martial artists wrapped their hands and learned the entire pattern of where everything goes so that I could tie them identical to how they tied Charlie's in the show.
Yeah.
And it's literally like, I got to the point where I was like, being able to just like talk to someone, just do that.
Nice.
Like, I could just feel where it was. Like, I could just figure it out.
That's sick, man. And I want to mention the billy clubs, dude, because when we were shooting the fight sequence and everything, your billy clubs actually broke, right? And and they're like the if any other Daredevil cosplayers are out there, they know the billy clubs. I have those same ones. They're actually, I don't know if they're on, are they on screen? Yeah, if you look carefully, I don't know if anybody's paid attention, but they are. I'm trying to point to it on the monitor here. They're right there. And I think you have those same ones. And when we were doing the fight scene, there was a portion where you had them in your hands and then you would go down and push yourself back up in that like Daredevil pose. And I think that's when you broke them, right? They fell and they cracked in half. And then we were talking about it and you were like, oh, I have these like rubber ones. Like, explain those. I've never even seen those before.
Yeah, so I break them a lot, which actually you could, by my reaction when I broke them, you could probably tell that I wish I wasn't shocked. I was like,
yeah, because me and Sentinel were like, oh no, dude. Like, we were both worried and you were like, that's fine.
I've got like four or five pairs, but yeah, I decided, I was like, I have got to figure out a way of doing videos without breaking these. So I learned how to cast, how to use urethane, pigments, powders and everything, and then cast the billy clubs, and I've got the molds to make the Netflix billy clubs now.
Nice.
In full rubber, so they've got a metal tube down the middle so that they aren't just a full block, so they're light as well. And then there's the rubber, obviously cast around the sides and everything, so you can literally just hammer them against anything or throw them as far as you can. They will not break at all.
That's so
they're
cool,
perfect, dude. For videos.
That's so cool. That should be like an industry standard. I don't know what everybody else is doing, but they need to be making those, man, or you need to be making them and selling them, dude. Shit.
I've got so many ideas with those billy clubs. So one of them is I'm obviously going to try and put a cable between.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and make a full one. I've even figured out a way that to put something on my hand, cast it into the urethane billy club, so that when I go like that, it will just spin on my hand, so it looks like it's the comic thing.
Yeah. So cool.
That has took some real figuring out on what pieces to use and stuff.
Yeah. That's sick.
But yeah, I'm trying to get it all prepped to work.
Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you pull that off, dude. That's so sick, man. I don't know if it's 100% true or not. I know you've been posting more of your Superman lately, as well as a decent amount of your Deadpool content too. But I feel like Daredevil might be your cosplay that has been posted the most, whether that be the red suit or the black and red. And I do feel like you embody the character very well, man. And you definitely have like a confidence about you too when you're in the suit. And for you, I mean, what is it about Daredevil that you like so much? Because I feel like you can feel that vibe in person, and then you can see it even online that you obviously enjoy Daredevil. But what is it for you about Daredevil?
I love the fact that he's one of those characters that punches above his weight.
Yeah.
He will just take on anything. He's the man without fear.
Yeah.
Like, I love scenarios when he's thrown in with the Avengers because he is not, he's literally got a guy next to him who is a god.
Yeah, exactly.
And he does not care. He's like, I'm still gonna, if that guy's waiting here and there's an army in front of me, I'm still charging you to that army.
Yes.
And I love that he's just like punches. And I love the vibe that he's an acrobat.
Yeah.
But he's also a bruiser, isn't he?
Yes.
He's just a dirty bruiser, really.
Yes.
He's a bit in fighting styles to me. He's a bit of a mix without the killing, obviously, of Nightwing and Red Hood.
Yes.
So he's like, he does all the Nightwing things, but then when he gets up close, he's just the full on boxing, pounding away at someone. 100%. And I love.
Yeah. I love it too. And I think they really portrayed that very well in the Netflix series.
Yeah. And I don't know why I particularly like this, but he's not in the limelight in the Marvel universe, if you get what I mean. Like, he does save people.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff he's dealing with is never seen by the public.
Yeah.
A lot of it is in like the underworld and the underbelly. Obviously, you get stuff like Devil's Reign, where it's like all the big events and stuff. Mm-hmm. But most of the stuff never gets seen by anyone. Like the Netflix series, hardly anyone in the MCU or anything knew that was ever happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
exactly.
I love that. He's like the unappreciated, unnoticed hero, but he's still going out there every night to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm really stoked to see where they take his story in the MCU now that he's in here with a lot of the characters that we love. You know, I wish that he, you know, there were still some my personal favorites, like, you know, Iron Man and Captain America and everybody that was still, you know, in the beginning of the MCU that he could possibly interact with, whether that be long term or just have their moments. You know, and I'm concerned and I'm stoked and I'm looking forward to it all at the same time. And people that I really want to see him interact with is also like Wolverine, but I don't know if we're going to get that either. You know, I'm curious.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man, I'd love to see him interact with Spider-Man too. And, but we'll see where everything goes. But, and I'm hopeful that Disney won't ruin the things that I loved from the Netflix series. You know, I'm really hopeful that they really truly understand. Same thing with Punisher. I'm concerned how that's going to work transitioning over to Disney, you know? I guess we'll kind of see with the success of Deadpool and Wolverine how that R-rated scenario goes with Disney, and that movie's going to do numbers beyond all belief. It's going to go crazy, and hopefully Disney will understand that, see that, and go, we need to do more of this, you know, like this is what we need, and kind of bring that aspect to Daredevil, and same thing with Punisher, because Daredevil is also one of my favorite characters, man. And like, and the way you described him and everything that you said is what I want them to bring moving forward now that he's back, you know what I mean? In the MCU, as far as that. But yeah, I agree, man.
Yeah. The born again suit has become an obsession. Yeah. I have already got three born again helmets up here.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have got three.
Oh, just, man,
I am addicted to getting this suit like the nice, spot dude. On as I can.
Nice, dude. I can't wait to see it in action. Have, yours and the MCU.
Oh, I've had the holster designed, like, because obviously we didn't see it. I've had some. Me and another guy have designed it, Loopy Crafts and Customs. He makes incredible holsters. And he made my newest Billy Clubs, which I don't want to break. I've got the cable and everything, so I don't want to break those ones.
Nice, yeah.
I learned to, again, from casting, learned to make the shins.
Oh, nice.
So these are fully urethane shins for that suit when I get it.
Nice.
Gauntlets for it.
Oh, sick. Hell yeah.
I'm just literally waiting to color match it. That's why they're not sprayed red, because I'm waiting for the suit. So I can color match the red.
Exactly. Yeah.
I am just obsessed with that suit.
Dude, I'm so ready to see it in action, both yours and the MCU. When does Born Again come out? Did it get pushed back? Do you remember the
date? It's 2025.
It did get pushed back, right?
Yeah. I don't think we've actually got a date yet.
Yeah.
My biggest hope for that is that they lead to Devil's Reign.
I am just praying
Devil's Reign.
Yeah, dude.
They have started... They've laid the groundwork already. Mm-hmm. From what we've seen, it's like, they could do this.
Yeah. I have a lot of things that I'm hopeful for with that, and a lot of things that I'm worried about just because it's Disney, man. I'm so concerned. Yeah. I don't want them to ruin Daredevil, dude. I want to talk to you about so many more things that you've got going on and everything. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Oh! And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than Jordan J. Cosplay. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now. Oh, and it is of his Phantasm. And this is absolutely amazing, man. And this is a long time coming, by the way. A very, very long time coming. I have had you saved in the vault, in my little Cosplay of the Week vault. Honest to God, man, I don't know if this is a good thing to say or a bad thing that I've lagged it, but I've probably had you in the vault as a Cosplay of the Week saved for probably like a year or two, dude. Oh God, I don't know. That kind of sounds bad. Like, what are you doing, Chazzy? Like, how come you haven't done it? I don't know, man, but this is the way the ball rolls. But you're here now, dude, and this is absolutely amazing. And everybody probably knows a lot of Jordan's cosplays from a lot of his phenomenal Red Hoods that he does. But I wanted to do something different, and I wanted to shed light on something different that I personally feel, and I mean, no disrespect when I say this, that I personally feel doesn't get enough attention because it's amazing, dude. You're Phantasm here. And the caption says, you of all people should know, Joker, death always comes to collect. Your angel of death is here. And the mask is by Villainous Prop Shop, mentioned here numerous times. And Jordan does the photography and everything himself. So I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming since you do photography, there's no credits here. I'm assuming that maybe you did this shot yourself, but whether you did or whether you didn't, the shot is amazing, dude. The shot is absolutely amazing with you completely in focus. The background got that blur going and just the lighting that's going on in the background. It looks to me like it might just be just the street lights and everything going on in the background, but forgive me if maybe you set up lights and made that work, then kudos to you. And then I don't know if maybe you got a street light above you, or maybe you actually have some lights, you know, going to the side there. Because on one side of you, you can clearly see that you've got a little bit more light, even down to the boot on the gravel there, on the concrete, you've got some light going on as well. So it looks to me like it could be a street light. But nonetheless, absolutely amazing, dude, from the mask itself to the hood, all the way down to the leather pants you have. I don't know if you've got like a suit going on there, because in other pictures, it looks like it might be like a two-piece, like maybe a leather jacket and then like leather pants. And then you've got the boots as well. And I can't remember the name of it right now. Is it scythe? Is that how you pronounce it? God, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Like, his weapon and everything looks absolutely amazing with the gloves and everything, man. It just, kudos to you, dude. This is a villainous cosplay that you do not see enough, man. And this is just phenomenally done, dude. And I want to throw up another one here, and I'm throwing it up on the screen right about one of my favorites now, and it's Black Mask. Dude, everybody knows, if you don't, you should, that Black Mask is one of my favorite Batman villains who does not get the credit he deserves, man. Overlooked by the Penguin. And I advise you, if you're not, real quick, this is about Jordan, but if you're, and maybe I'm biased, I'm probably a little biased here, but if you're not a Black Mask fan, you don't know enough about him, even just like Wikipedia it. Like, even just do that. Like, I'm not even gonna tell you to sit and read through a bunch of comics, because I don't think he has too many that are like really that good, if I'm being honest with you. But his general story and the story behind him is phenomenal, to the point where like he's got a little bit of like a, I'm just saying this to get the point across, got a little bit of like the Penguin in him as far as that crime mob boss goes, right? But then like that psychoticness of the Joker, and I feel like he's underrated and overlooked, man. And I've been a fan of Jordan, your Black Mask cosplay, for a very long time, dude. A very, very long time. Crime boss mode, the caption says, and it continues to say, as much as I love the white pinstripe suit, I'm a sucker for a nice blue suit jacket, this one specifically. Also, shout out to my friend Bat.Wings for helping me pick out this suit. You're the best, he says. And this is absolutely amazing, dude. From the helmet all the way to the suit, I do like that style, that kind of blue suit with the black and then the gray vest, the black tie. Like he says, you see a lot of the black masks in the pinstripe white suit. Then he's got iterations in the just the regular white, much like my cosplay is. I did the regular white, not the pinstripe. And then he's also got some black suits, and I think he does I think there's like a red one too, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I just read that somewhere. I think Jordan also mentioned that, so I could be incorrect, but I think there's a burgundy one or something as well. And then there's of course the old school ones with the brown, with the top hat and all that stuff, or it's not the top hat, the fedora and everything. But this is absolutely amazing. I like the design on the suit and everything. It's kind of got that, I don't know if metallic is the right word, it's probably not, but just that look, you know, that shines in lights and photos and everything. And the background is absolutely amazing too. And if you took this photo yourself, kudos, man. Phenomenal job, dude. And I know people are probably thinking, I know Jordan from a lot of his Red Hoods, and like I said, I wanted to shed light on some villains. I don't feel like I get it. I don't feel like I got enough villains going on in the cosplays of the week, so I wanted to shed some light on the villains a little bit more, and what I felt like personally that Jordan didn't get enough exposure on, aside from like things like his Red Hood. Phenomenal job, dude. We've got guest Captain Tempest here this week, and we're talking about all things from his Daredevil to his Captain America to his blacked out Endgame-ish inspired concept Captain America, and a bunch of other things that he does in the cosplay world. Captain Tempest guest this week. In case you're just watching this on Instagram and you didn't see the entire episode, I advise you to go check it out. But Tempest, do you have anything that you want to add before we wrap this segment up?
You show me this. The Phantasm is amazing. Talk of ripping something from a cartoon and put it in real life.
Right?
That is amazing. Yeah. And the fact that you can't figure out whether it is street lighting or added lighting
right?
makes it so much better, because you're like,
How has he done this lighting?
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah,
and it's one of those shots that, like, if you're walking down a dark alley and you saw that, you'd be like, nope, I'm going the other way.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
The Black Mask is suave. Is the word I would use.
In, like, it is. Yeah.
How the guy, Jordan, is it? Yeah. Jordan, how he's holding himself as the Black Mask. And you're saying about the shine on the suit.
Yeah.
It makes it look expensive.
It does, right?
I've got some money.
Yeah, exactly. In my imaginative mind, this to me would be like maybe a slightly younger Black Mask. You know what I mean? Who's like really showing off that much more. You know what I mean? He's got these super expensive jackets and everything with the color. That's how I pictured it, just randomly in my mind. Yeah, but you're right. Amazing, dude. Amazing.
Yeah. Incredible cosplays, yeah.
Yeah, 100%, man. If you guys aren't following Jordan, please go follow him at jordan.j.cosplay, spelled exactly how it sounds, because Jordan J Cosplay, your Phantasm Black Mask Cosplay of the Week for me and Temptus is amazing. And also, real quick, won't waste everybody's time too long, I just want to remind you that if you forgot, let you know if you don't know, that Cosplay World Con is right around the corner. And if you cop your tickets for it, which are on sale right now, this June 15th and 16th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center in Richmond, Virginia, you can attend and be a part of the festivities. Over 100 vendors and artists for you to cop what you want, photo ops to get your pose on, workshops to take advantage of, and contests where you can have the chance to win over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Tons of cosplay guests, many that have been previous cosplay of the week and or guests here on the show, and many that haven't yet, as well as panels to attend, such as the cosplay content creation panel hosted by yours truly, because I will be there in full effect, camera in hand, cosplayed out myself most likely, and like I said, hosting the cosplay content creation panel Saturday, June 15th at 12 p.m. EST, with a table full of amazing panelists from the cosplay community, panelists of which are being announced one by one, week by week, over on Instagram, leading up to the week of the convention itself, and by the time that this episode airs, I'm trying to do the dates in my mind. By the time this episode airs, I think there'll be either one or two panelists announced that are on that panel with me. For the sake of not spoiling it, I'm just going to mention one. You can expect previous guest and cosplay of the week, as well as special guest at the con, Caleb Weeks, to be on the cosplay content creation panel. And for everybody else, stay tuned to Instagram for the panelist announcements. Get your tickets at cosplayworldrichmond.com. And when you do tap in, lock it in and run it up. Let them know that the Chazosaurus Rex sent ya. Anyway, Captain Tempest, I want to throw a little bit of a curveball at you, man. And I want to get into a segment that I like to call Shotgun Questions. And what Shotgun Questions is a little bit more of a rapid fire segment, which never really ends up being that rapid fire. We always end up having conversations about it, and that's okay. It's just a series of maybe 3 to 4 questions, depending on time, depending on the guest, depending on what I had for you, that are just fun and games. Sometimes guests know that it's coming, they just don't know when it's coming. Sometimes guests don't know that it's coming at all. Let's see how much fun we can have when I ask you. Being that you're a Daredevil fan, I'm curious. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier in the episode. For Born Again, the new series coming to D+, how do you feel about the new suit that was revealed, for one, which again, we kind of talked about, and two, do you expect and do you want them to reveal more suits? If so, which?
I want to see the black suit.
Yes.
And I love the red suit. I think some of the photos are not doing it too much justice, because they are using so much flash.
Yes.
It's making the suit incredibly bright red.
Yeah.
And almost orange.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Which is one of the things I've been like talking with the guys who are helping me make the one I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Is we've looked at photos when he's on the street in natural lighting,
yes,
not the bar scenes.
Yeah.
To try and get the actual red color. Because I feel as though that bar scene, when you see the really HD shots of Charlie.
Yeah.
They've used a big flash on that, and it's really making that suit incredibly red.
Yeah, and I also think
I love
it looks better on Charlie than it does his stunt double.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of, I think the first photos we ever got was actually the stunt double. I don't think it was, I don't think it was Charlie.
When he was fighting Bullseye.
Yeah. And so a lot of people just tore the suit apart, myself included, kind of. And then I also did think about it later and I was like, well, you know what? Let me see it on Charlie. I kind of thought about the same thing you thought. Like, we're also just looking at like these shots that are heavy with lighting and like, let's see it in a more of a series setting, you know, from maybe the series cameras or in better lighting. And then also on Charlie Cox himself. And then once I saw it on Charlie Cox, I was like, you know what? It actually looks way better on him. Unfortunately, if that stunt, that stunt double's tuning into the Side Project podcast every week. So I'm sorry, stunt double. But it just looks better on Charlie than it does on the stunt double. It is what it is. Yeah.
I think the best photos we've had of that suit and the best way to tell the color and everything is the ones where he's with John Berthold.
Right. Yeah, that's the best. That when I saw those, I was like, okay, doesn't look as bad as I thought.
It's got like a white light above it, so it's more of a natural colored light rather than like a yellow orange tint in a bar where you get wrong colors and everything.
Yeah.
Seeing it with John Berthold and everything, I like that suit. The only thing that's missing is DD.
Yes, right? When are they going to do it? He hasn't had anything at all the whole time. I feel like it's going to happen. I feel like the way that the MCU has been going, which is a constant up and down in my opinion, and everybody has their thoughts on it. But one of the things that they do is they kind of do give us some pretty comic accurate suits. Sometimes it may only be for a little bit, such as in my opinion, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They gave Falcon's cap a pretty damn accurate suit, but then in the upcoming film, they changed it and they took that accurate suit away and they gave him more of a regular Captain America suit. I want the Falcon Captain America, the Sam Wilson Captain America. And that's what I kind of feel like the MCU does sometimes is they'll give it to us and then they'll kind of take it away. It's like, just leave it. You know what I mean? So, but
it's hopefully... It's going to be one of those things that like in the last episode, he's suddenly just going to go,
exactly. Exactly. We'll have all these episodes and it'll just be that last one that he does it real quick.
All the other shows, we've got a brand new suit at the end. Cap coming through the wind. Loki with the great big thing.
Exactly.
He's just going to go, there you go.
I'm kind of hoping he also gets a like full-fledged comic accurate red suit too. Ooh. Like as much as I want the black and red, I kind of want to see what he would look like in an even more comic accurate red. That's just me. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people out there that feel the same, but I kind of want to see that. But moving on, out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson. You can only choose one and the rest and their universe cease to exist.
Oh, that's changed it.
Who do you pick?
Oh, damn you. I'm going to have to go with, you did say Bale, didn't you?
Yeah, Bale's one of the picks.
Bale because of the villains.
Right? I know, man. I have my quirks with Bale, but the villains. Yeah. The villains, man.
It's not Bale because of the Batman. I can't let Ledger go.
Yeah, dude. I feel you, man. I feel you on that. Yeah. I got to agree with you.
If you hadn't said universes, if you just said Batman's, my answer would have been totally, totally different.
Yeah, exactly. But once you throw that universe in there, every time I say it, I add that little twist and I always see everybody's face go, oh, shit. Like, that just changed everything.
Yeah, literally.
All right, last question. If you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to three different choices.
Spartans.
Yes, dude. Yes. That's a great time.
And you know why I brought that one up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I know why.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just ultimate warriors. I say Egyptians.
Nice, yes.
Love the Egyptian stuff. And samurai.
Nice, dude. Oh, wow. I don't think anybody's ever picked that I can remember. I don't think anyone's ever picked that one. That's a good one, man.
I love the feudal Japan samurais. I love them. So,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's it.
That's cool. Hey, those are great three picks, man. Usually everybody lately for like episode after episode has been picking like the 80s and then medieval times. And then their third one will be something different. A lot of people pick the future, but you have a more of a unique one than it's been lately, at least lately. Good picks, man. That was good. Dude, that was shotgun questions. Wow! When I featured you as a cosplay of the week, I featured your Daredevil and to some surprise, your Black Bolt as well. And I say surprise because it may well just be the cosplay that you've posted the least. And I thought it was and is an amazing cosplay. And the story behind it is interesting to me as well. In the caption for the photo that I featured, which is probably up on the screen right now, you stated that you made the cosplay yourself and that it was a little bit difficult, the process, because there wasn't much to go off with his appearance. And I'm curious, as a whole, your thought process for wanting to jump into a Black Bolt suit and then the process from idea to bringing it to fruition when putting the cosplay together as a whole. Like, how did that all go from idea to taking this photo?
This is actually a bigger project than just this Black Bolt.
Really?
So through a friend called Cosplay Daddy on Instagram, used to be Cumbermatch. You might have seen him, Doctor Strange. He literally looks like Benedict.
Okay, yeah.
Got access to the British Museum, which is where they filmed the Illuminati scene. And we filmed a what if sequence of what if the Illuminati beat Wanda
in the
museum.
Yeah.
So that is all being literally CGI'd. Someone is doing the whole CGI and effects on it and everything.
Oh, damn.
And he came to me and said, I need someone to do Black Bolt. I think you could do it. And I think you could build it.
Nice.
And I was like, I'd just come off doing Thor and Adam as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, I need a new project. Yeah, I'll do Black Bolt. Unbeknownst to me, that suit doesn't actually exist.
Yeah.
The whole suit in the film was CGI.
Yeah.
And we never see a picture of the back of the suit.
Oh, that's right, dude. I didn't think about that. The closest thing we have is like a little bit of the side and that's it. It's still kind of the front.
Yeah. So you literally see him sat in a chair.
Yeah.
Jump down, look smug, and then blow his head up.
Yeah.
That is all we see.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that was all I had to go on, literally zooming in on pausing shots and that and everything. So the interesting thing about this one, though, is for this film, I actually did have my mouth prosthetic'd.
Oh, no way, dude.
We had a woman who worked on Ant-Man and the Wasp on the prosthetics with us. And she, rather than them CGI my mouth, actually did the full prosthetic. And it's on my Instagram as well.
Yeah, I seen that video, but I thought it was just like an effect that you did. That was legit.
No,
that was like physical?
That's a piece. That's a prosthetic.
Oh, wow, dude. Okay.
So I was like that for about an hour and a half.
Damn.
It was awful.
Was it hard to
breathe? It was so awful. Like, I literally just my nose. That was it. I couldn't open my mouth. She glued my lips together.
Oh, dude, that would give me anxiety, dude.
I actually didn't look at it. So people were like, do you want to see it? And I'm like, no.
No, let's just do this.
Because if I panic, let's just do it and then I'll get it off and then have a look. And annoyingly, my friend Craig, who was Professor X, was just coming up to me and going, would you like a drink?
I knew I had like a feeling that's what it was going to be.
Literally. There's a video on Instagram of him going, ooh, would you like a drinky poo? Oh, that's some good H2O.
How long did you say you had it? You had it closed?
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Wow, dude.
So it took about 40 minutes to get on, then an hour and a half with it on, and then about 20 minutes to take it off.
Damn.
Because it was literally just like glued to my face. It was awful.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. That's crazy. Yeah, this story just got so much more interesting than kind of like why I featured it as a cosplay of the week in general, dude. Yeah, phenomenal, man. And then you guys got access to the British Museum. So I said in the cosplay of the week, and again, for anybody that made, you know, because the timestamps are in the description on YouTube or if this is just an Instagram clip and you didn't see, you know, the intro or the beginning of the episode, we're pre-recording this episode because when this episode comes out, I'm going to be in London, coincidentally, that he is from the UK. And, I featured Tempest as a cosplay of the week in the last episode, but like I said, we're pre-recording this, so he didn't know that I featured him as a cosplay of the week, and I forgot to mention it because I always keep it as a surprise, but I wanted to tell him, being that we're going to be talking about things and mentioning it, and I had forgot, so I'm telling him in real time, basically. So when I featured you as a cosplay of the week, I talked about your Black Bolt, and I talked about how, you know, this was shot at the British Museum because you mentioned it, and I said, oh man, you know, it looks exactly like the scene in the movie and everything, not knowing they actually shot it at the British Museum, like Marvel did.
I don't know if they recreated it, but it is literally, it is the British Museum.
Oh, okay.
It is literally where, Yeah. If you, someone has done a breakdown on TikTok where they've literally like shown them walking up the stairs and that, and then like, I could try to think of the word, like panned away the characters and the actors and shown the actual museum. And it is literally brick for brick. The British Museum literally where they use.
Okay. Yeah. So, I didn't know that, dude. No wonder it looks so accurate. Yeah. It's phenomenal, dude. I love it, man. How come you don't have, I mean, I know you're waiting for that video that you just talked about, but I mean, how come you don't have any more photos of Black Bolt? Are you just waiting for the video?
So the idea was we're going to premiere it at Comic-Con, I think. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to save wearing it until we premiere it again. It is also incredibly hot.
Is it really?
It's by far probably one of the warmest suits I have got. Yeah, because it's a wetsuit.
Oh, is it? I was going to ask how you made it. Like
just... It's a full wetsuit, yeah. So it's incredibly warm.
That's crazy. That,
the British Museum, what an experience. And I have got access to do another shoot in there.
No way. That's sick, man.
And I am so excited for it. I mean, people know, yourself won't, but this is going to be a while in the making, but I'm going to do Hellboy in the British Museum.
Dude, no way. Oh my gosh, dude, that's going to be sick.
So my idea is obviously I am not Ron Perlman. He's like six, seven, stupidly.
Yeah, he's huge,
He's obviously a lot older than me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and take Hellboy and mix it with Dante from Devil May Cry. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And like do a younger version of Hellboy. Like now I have like a pair of headphones hanging around, a big sword Excalibur on my back. And
nice, dude.
And I literally just shot my shot. I like asked the woman in like there when I did an event for them. Like,
yeah.
I'd be able to come and shoot here. She was like, oh yeah, definitely. That'd be really cool. Like,
that's so sick, dude. Oh man.
When I get around to it. Yeah.
When you like ballpark planning that, like when do you think?
Think it will now be like next year, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It's one of those that I can find the bits, but it's just getting the right parts because I want to try and get them second hand so they look worn and used.
Right.
And obviously I've got to learn a new thing of like full body paint.
Yeah.
As a process, it's learning a lot of things. Yeah. I've got the horns. The horns are sorted.
Dude, that's going to be so cool, man. Yeah. I can't wait, dude.
That's a big project.
That is sick, dude. Well, coincidentally, since you're talking about kind of like future cosplays and everything, before we get ready to wrap up here, man, whether it be DC or Marvel or anything in between, such as what you just talked about, because you've done some Spartan cosplays as well, amongst many others that we didn't get the chance to talk about here today, but all available on your Instagram. So if you're not following him, go follow him. Or if you haven't checked them all out, scroll down and check them all out, man. What's the future of cosplay look like for you in general? Like, what do you got planned that you are okay with talking about, such as Hellboy, like you just mentioned? Like, what's it look like for you? Any more video projects, cosplays that you've got coming up? Just whatever's on your mind.
I've obviously got Born Again. I spoke about that. And I've got a video idea for that, which I've pitched with someone and we've come up with the idea of it and everything. So that's in the plans. Another Superman. I'm working on Kingdom Come at the minute.
Oh, sick, dude. Hell yeah.
So that's another one in the making. I think my big project for this year is Snake Eyes.
Oh, dude.
So I think the movie is awful. but the suit at the end cool. is yeah. absolute fire.
Yeah, the suit's cool.
It's more Spartan stuff. Nice. But I'm building up again. I can't do another cut like that again just straight away because it was awful.
Yeah, I bet, dude. I bet.
Yeah. There is a cosplay I'll tell you off air because I don't want to reveal it yet. That I've been asked to do by two photographers, and it's a bigger process than Hellboy, and it's going to take a few hours to get me ready for it.
Oh damn! Okay.
Yeah, but I am going to have to be cut literally like Spartan shoot ready for it. So
man, that's crazy.
That's a big one. I'll tell you off air. So okay, it's like a little
for
bit.
For sure. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stoked for it, dude. You look like you got a bright future coming up with things that are going to just shake up the cosplay community. And I'm stoked for it all, man. And there's so many more things that I wanted to talk to you about. Like I kind of wanted to get a little bit of insight on your Weapon X and everything and how that was shot. And it's just so just beautifully shot. Like the area, just amazing. And talk with you about your Superman and stuff as well. But we're running a little bit low on time here. And you know what? That saves it for the future, man. I welcome you back. You know, we'll do another one and we'll have a good time. We could talk about other stuff that you have, you know, that you've done, you know, once time goes by, dude, and it'll be a good time for like a part two, man. Before we get up out of here, dude, I want to give you the floor to say whatever it is that you want to say, whatever's on your mind, plug whatever you want to plug, just whatever it may be. The last few minutes here are yours, man.
I think the main thing is, if someone's listening to this and wants to start cosplay like I did, just jump at it. You don't have to have the best thing at all. I started, as I say, with a Quicksilver and a Star-Lord that I literally got from like a charity shop. yeah. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing. Obviously, then I took the plunge and bought a bigger suit, but just, it's the fun of it. Everyone's kind, everyone's helpful. Everyone will help you with tips and stuff online. Just jump at it. I think that's the main thing. From anyone listening, really.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. 100%. Whole point of doing this.
100%, man. A great message, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not following, like I said, Captain Tempest, please follow him at Captain_Tempest_, spelled exactly how it sounds, man. It has been awesome to have you here, dude. I apologize for not letting you know you were the cosplay of the week.
No, that's fine. Thank you so much for doing it, though.
Like I said, I try to leave it a surprise, but I'm thrown off with having to pre-record and do all the things I got to get ready to be available while I'm in the UK, so I totally forgot. Like I said, man, I'd welcome you back. It's been absolutely awesome, dude. I appreciate it. A great time working with you for the Devil of Hell's Kitchen shoot so that we did with Sentinel, man. And I'll see you in the UK, dude. As when this episode comes out, I'll be there. So I'm probably may already be hanging out. We'll see, man. Captain Tempest on Instagram. Go follow him. And for everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button. And when you do, it goes, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for listening and watching on Spotify as well, because videos are available on Spotify. When you follow and you rate and you do all those things that you do, I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateschazzy. That is my personal, and everything else you need to find me at is on the screen right about now. I don't know if I don't remember. Is it on this side or is it on? I think it's on this side. I think it's right here, actually. You can't click it, but it's all clickable in the description. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K. For me, for Captain Tempest, we...